The readings that we have for the Feast of the Ascension are, I think, some of my favorite readings of the whole year. If you look at some of the lines in the readings that we had today, they're powerful lines. I begin with the first reading. What does Jesus say here? He says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Let's go to the gospel reading. Here it says, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." Notice in this gospel reading to whom those words were addressed. It says, Jesus said to his disciples. It doesn't say he said to his apostles. That would be 12 selected men. But the disciples was the whole company of the believers. And so what that is saying to us is that we have received power and we are to go out and proclaim Christ to the ends of the earth. Now, I suspect when some people hear that, they have a reaction of, "Who, me? No way. I can't do that. I don't want to do that." And the question arises then, where do we get the desire, where do we get the energy to proclaim Christ as Savior and Lord? Where does that come from? Well, if we know Jesus Christ as someone who lived 2,000 years ago, and somehow keep him in that past, we are not going to have the energy or the desire to proclaim him in the world today. And if we know the teachings of our faith only as doctrines and dogmas, if they're nothing more than that, there's going to be no interest, no desire in us to make him known to others. You know, if that's all how we experience Christ, then what's going to happen is that we'll try to get by with as little as possible. You know, well, we may get to Mass. We may try to keep most of the commandments, but that's going to be the end of it. If we are going to do what the gospel asks us to do today, to go out and proclaim Christ to the ends of the earth, that is going to have to come out of a personal knowledge of Christ, a personal relationship with Christ. We're going to have to experience him not as someone who lived back then, but someone who lives right now, who lives in the midst of the church. We're going to have to encounter him as living in the Word of Scripture. We're going to have to encounter him in the sacraments that we receive. We're going to have to encounter him in our gathering as assembly of believers. Our relationship with Christ has to be a very deep and personal relationship if we are going to go out and make him known to others. And yet, as I say that, I know that I can't make it happen in my life, and you can't make it happen in your life. That is gift. Only God can give us the gift of knowing Jesus Christ, our Savior, in a personal way. What you and I can do is open our hearts up to that gift. We can want it. We can desire it. We can beg for it. But it has to be given to us by the Father who is in heaven. But I have a feeling sometimes that we might not even want it. Because if I want that gift, and if I get the gift, it's going to cost me something. It's going to take me out of my comfort zone. It's going to make me do things that maybe right now I don't feel comfortable doing. And it may mean that the world around me kind of thinks I'm a little weird. And so I think what happens to us often is we kind of say to ourselves, Lord, just enough to get to heaven, but no more, Lord. I don't want to have to go out and speak your name to others. I don't want to have to live this faith fully. We're afraid of the gift. We're afraid of what will be demanded of us if we come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way. And yet, that is the only way to fulfill the command of the gospel. And truly, it is the only way to know the joy that Christ can bring us. If we do not know Christ in a personal way, our religion is a burden and a duty. It is an obligation. It is a thing we try to do with as little effort as possible. But once we know Him, then it becomes a joy and an honor and a privilege. I think today's gospel can invite us to want to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to allow Him to touch our hearts in a profound and deep way. Like I said earlier, we cannot make it happen, but we can yearn for it. We can long for it. We can beg for it. And once it happens in our life, nothing is ever the same again. Because we know Christ Jesus. We know the way to life. We know the one who can fill our emptiness. We know the one who can give us hope, the one who can give us joy. I invite you, as I invite myself, to long for this gift of knowing Christ Jesus. To long for this gift of having Him live in the depths of our hearts. Having Him fill us with His life, with His light, with His joy.